Songs in the Night for September 15th. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. It requires time for heart and head so to expand as to take in a glimpse of such a wonderful blessing as this which God has provided for the elect. But whoever gets even a faint glimpse of the greatness of God's favor toward the church will not be surprised that in the divine plan so liberal an allowance as nearly 19 centuries was made for the calling and chastisement and perfecting of the saints for the great and glorious work to which they, as joint heirs with Messiah, are called. Neither will they think strange the fiery trials which try all of these whom the Lord our God calls and accepts as probationary members of the elect kingdom class. They will perceive readily enough that if it was expedient, yea, necessary, that our Lord Jesus, with all his experience in the heavenly courts, must learn obedience by the things which he suffered, and prove his loyalty to the Father by faithfulness even unto death, much more must his followers, whose previous history was that of sinners, be tried and thoroughly tested in respect to their loyalty to the Lord. Zion's Watchtower, 1903, page 93, hymn 291. The text again. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.